Let's pray. Almighty God, Holy Father, we come before you asking for your special blessing as we are about to undertake your work here at this place. We pray that we will do so with the doing the best good for the congregation here and the members that be here. We pray that we do all these things in harmony with your will. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Alright, quick finance update. This is the last month spending since we just started a new quarter. Really the only outlier here, in case you saw it, the building supplies are quite a bit more. That's because that's the category I put the mower in. So that is why the bigger expense there than usual. Okay, so you can look over that. Any questions about any of that? Alright, I've actually got two things. One I forgot to put on the agenda, and then one I did. But first off, there were several that mentioned as far as the mitigation practices that are taking place of COVID. There were several that were wanting to talk about rolling that back a little bit. And what was specifically suggested as a first step is going back to wearing the mask outside of our seats, and correct me if I'm wrong, those that were talking about this, but rolling the mask back to just while we're out of our seats, and not asking everybody to wear it at all times, and including the song leaders and those that are leading in worship. And so that was what was talked about and asked about. Does anybody have any objections to rolling it back to what we had before with just mask out of our seats? No. Dennis?
We might want to check with everyone in the congregation on that.
Okay, check with everyone in the congregation on that.
Just make sure there's not a sister who's not smoking, or, you know, to make sure that everybody would be on board. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. How do we want to go about doing that?
Just, I guess we could, make an announcement last Sunday that we're considering doing that, and let one of the men know how you feel about that, and then we can make a decision then.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll announce that on Wednesday, and we can put a message on the Facebook page as well, to that extent. And then we can, once we get some feedback on that, come back to that decision. Do you have something? Okay. All right. The other thing that I was going to mention, so we've talked about the redoing our digital stuff, you know, audio, video things, and the first guy that we worked with was way over quote, way beyond what we were wanting to spend, and so we're still working on getting someone to work with us on that. I think Tommy knows a guy that he was going to talk to, and so we're still in the process of that. But one suggestion I had, we're going to have to get a new computer anyway, and this one is slow as molasses. And so my suggestion is to go ahead and replace that piece. And hopefully, I'm hoping, it might not, you know, technology sometimes is kind of, you know, silly like that, but a new computer with a newer, you know, updated processor and all that stuff, maybe that will hopefully fix or at least minimize some of the glitches that we've been having with the, you know, television and the connection and that stuff. It's not going to hurt, and we need one anyway. So that is my suggestion. As far as a price, you can get a very good computer for $1,000 or under. You know, we don't need a gaming computer or anything. Anything's going to be much faster than this. I suggest we get... I was thinking a laptop would be plenty good, and it's less space up there, works better. The laptops now are plenty powerful, and the laptops, you can also get solid-state memory, which anybody who doesn't know what that is, basically it'll boot up like your phone instead of like a computer. We don't need a lot of storage on this device up here, and there is plenty of... The storage in those solid state drives now are plenty big for what we would need.
Can I be in charge of finding that computer? Because I want to make sure it's got the, like, proper video.
Right, I was going
to run the system.
Yeah, I was going to suggest at least getting with you that way, because we do need certain connections and everything.
I think one thing we need to consider is that if and when we do the audio video upgrades and all, what you described may not be good enough for the streaming process. You know, multiple streaming, those kinds of things. Even though we need a new computer, but we might consider whether we're probably going to need two computers to do this if we do it. One to run everything, one for the streaming. And so if we were to want to get the more expensive one for the streaming, then it would be something that might be more than $1,000, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, kind of consider what we're getting to be just for the use of the PowerPoint, the presentations, all that kind of stuff. It's an upgrade to that piece of junk. Yeah. That thing doesn't even have a card for the Wi-Fi card. It doesn't have a sound card. Because we don't need some of that stuff, but we had to actually buy a Wi-Fi dongle. And one of the problems, I think...
And that's one of the main things I'm thinking about, is if it's built in, it'll be less... You know,
yeah, and the other thing that we could possibly consider in the future, if that doesn't fix the problems, is get a more powerful presentation remote. I really think what happened within tonight, or this morning, was a problem with the computer, not with the remote. I really think what happened was something was grinding in the background and it froze for a minute.
Yeah.
I think that was what happened. Because before he was able to do much with it, he went like three ahead. I think it was the three that he pushed that made it go ahead. So I don't think the problem's with the remote, but that remote is somewhat limited, because if we have someone that's toward the back, it's really hard for them to consistently be able to press it to help with the projection as we're doing it right now, and there are others that are more capable of doing that.
Okay. All right, so how about this? Anybody object to getting a new remote as well?
New what?
Remote. Okay. Then how about this? We'll let you can... browse a little bit as to again, we have, correct me if I'm wrong, but we want to get the cheaper one, the cheaper computer, not for the streaming that we would need, but the one that's just going to run this stuff up here, and we'll let Josh take a look at that, kind of get us some idea of prices, and I don't think this is something we need to wait till next. You know, that's once you get the information, we can meet real quick. And because that's, to be honest, I'd like to have it. If we're going to do it, it'd be nice to have it by our meeting. And the quicker, the better. That way, we can get any, you know, with new stuff, get it cooked up, and get any glitches maybe worked out before the gospel meeting.
If I can find it like for $500, we can
just
have it
approved. Does anybody object to that? I'm fine with that.
I was going to say, I don't object to any of that, but long term, we probably want to get away from transmissions. I mean, if we have it back there, you're going to want somebody flipping the slides with something that's wired to the machine.
Right.
And we really need to get away from the transmission for the video, too, have that wired.
I agree.
Ultimately.
I agree.
So whenever we purchase the laptop, if its purpose is to do that, then we need to make sure that we've got the right connection. That also.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to have enough ports to handle everything.
Yeah. And you can get port extensions too.
Yeah, just wire
from
there.
Well, the only thing, what I was thinking about is,
that's why we have
it. You know, into that wall and just coming through the, I don't know how hard that would be to go down and have it coming out the middle.
Possibly, yeah.
An HDMI cable hooked up directly to it.
But if not now, whenever we do do the move everything to the back and all, we ought to have them get it.
Yeah, it can be a little different.
Yeah.
Thing on the other,
okay.
Any computer nowadays will be able to handle our streaming ability right now and our PowerPoints and everything. Will it be as adequate? Probably not as what we're looking to go to.
Right.
That's why the second computer will be needed. But for now, any computer that we get now will be able to handle everything.
Right. Right. All right, good. Does anybody have anything new then? Because that is all that I had for today. All right, gentlemen, appreciate it.